Thumbs up. Thanks, Hush Pop. Rob, looks like we're just getting set up. I'll invite a couple people up as speakers. Good morning, everyone. Question for you. Whoever's on the Cosmos Hub account, I assume that's you, Bravo. Can you hear them? They look muted to me.
Hi guys, just testing the audio. Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Okay, that's very weird. Yeah, I'm not sure what's up with the with Rob and the Cosmos Hub account. I'll DM him to see.
Testing the audio. Can anybody hear me?
Rob, can we get Bendy as a speaker as well? He volunteered to moderate today's session.
Okay, cool. So yeah, just DM'd with Rob. He's feeling under the weather, so he's just spinning up the space. And Johnny, you're gonna have to be co-host here. So you can now, as co-host, I believe, assign speaker privileges, and you can give that. You can make Bendy a speaker, so he can moderate. And you're welcome to make me a co-host, so I can call people up to the stage and whatnot as you like. But while you figure out the bringing Bendy up, I'll just intro the space and get us rolling. So first of all, thanks everyone for joining this radioactive session of the Atom Zone. So Prop 895 is another in a long line of props put up to bring CosmWasm to the hub. This iteration is putting forward the idea of permission CosmWasm, and the purpose of this space is to have a community debate on this. It seems to be quite contentious. There's a lot of interest in CosmWasm on the hub, and there are quite a few people that think that, you know, it shouldn't be on the hub. So differing opinions across the board. I think some of the things for us to think about as a community and as stewards of the hub, all of us with the ability to cast votes and participate in governance, is who wins and who loses by adding Cosmos to the hub. What will this enable for users? And what kind of innovations does this allow that will help the hub continue to excel in the current and evolving crypto narratives that are popular today? So that'll be like a bit of a setup. And then, yeah, let me just see if I can get other people up to the stage. I think I've just been made a co-host as well. So let's see if we can get a few people up. But we'll start by just, hopefully that's enough of an intro to get us kicked off. I see a few people in the audience that I'd love to hear from. Bendy, obviously, let's see if we can get you up here and work on that. And then Brees from Common. Cryptovert, you've always got interesting opinions on Twitter. Would love to hear from you as well. So this space is different from a regular Atom Zone. The radioactive sessions are community led. There's going to be very minimal moderation that happens here. And this is about you can request to speak, I believe, or you can just put your hand up and we can bring you up. But this is about us having a healthy, and I want to reiterate, polite debate about CosmWasm on the hub. All right, cool. Bendy, take it away.
Hey, first of all, can anyone hear me? Hopefully this is now actually working.
Yeah, we hear you.
Perfect. I thought that depending on how well versed you are in Cosmosm on the Hub history, it's probably just worth going over that a little bit and then looking at the prop itself, and then we can get into some of the stuff you were just talking about in terms of what's involved here. So this is the third time that Cosmosm has been proposed as with a significant proposal to come onto the Hub. The first was way back with Prop 69, which probably is best known for Jay very explicitly bribing people to keep it off the Hub. The argument at the time being that Cosmosm wasn't sufficiently battle tested, the Hub should be minimal, and that prop was successfully voted down. Almost universally, a few teams were very dedicated to making Cosmosm on the Hub happen and continued to vote for it, but for the most part, it didn't. Subsequently, replicated security happened. A lot of the features that Cosmosm potentially on the Hub would have shipped went to sort of into the idea of Neutron. There was a second proposal for Cosmosm on the Hub fairly recently. I think it was proposed, though, as a bit of a dApp store for the Hub, and I don't think there's any real appetite for having that. And I think so. This proposal really is, at its sort of most basic level, just says the Hub should be able to have Cosmosm contracts on the Hub, should at future governance points it be able to be voted for. So, although it's a sort of third time, it probably is somewhat different to the previous two. And important to note that it is just a signaling prop. So in terms of one of the useful things would be to have Simon up here, I think, if he isn't already, because Simon probably is best placed to talk about what Cosmosm is, because I think that's probably the most sort of useful starting point. So certainly on my own showing as a listener, if someone could invite him up, that would probably be great.
Yes, Simon, I sent you an invite, or you can request one, and I can accept you. Oh, there we go.
Cool. Take it away, Simon, if you wouldn't mind explaining what Cosmosm is, just at a very high level.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Sure. So Cosmosm is basically the ability to run dynamic code on a blockchain. And the first use case for that is smart contracts, as we know them from Ethereum. However, there are multiple additional use cases emerging. And one of the things that the Cosmos Hub even funded back in the days, 2020, something like that, is the ability to basically have an application on an app chain that is running in a sandbox, in a virtual machine, and that is developed by the chain team itself. So it's really continuing this idea of being an app chain specifically designed to do one thing and one thing right. But you don't need to upgrade the node's binary whenever you change the logic of that application. So we see a lot of app chains in the Cosmos ecosystem these days that have different development cycles for the node itself, that is hosting applications, and the applications of the very teams that bring those blockchains into existence. There are other use cases emerging, which one of them was just finalized last year, late last year, is a Wasm Lite client, which is the ability to connect and verify other blockchains, block headers on a Cosmos chain with an implementation in Cosmosm. Other use cases in the field of smart accounts are emerging. So we're pretty much detaching the development of applications from the development of the underlying node. And that has a bunch of advantages when it comes to safety. So this is sandboxing, makes sure an application can only operate in a restricted environment and not escape that. And the other one is really this decoupling of development and release cycle such that your validators don't need to do anything if you want to upgrade your application. That is pretty much what Cosmos is. It has been designed to be a module for the Cosmos SDK and is that since its start.
Thank you, Simon. I guess, again, you know, I appreciate there are a lot of very informed audience members here, but just because this is meant to be a very broad base, Cosmosm is used on pretty much most of the major Cosmos chains, I would say. So, and probably the big distinction is whether they are permissioned or permissionless. So would it be all right, Simon, if you could just highlight a couple of chains that Cosmosm's on, because I suspect people don't necessarily know when they're interacting with the Cosmos SDK or when they're interacting with Cosmosm. And then also, would you mind just explaining the difference between permission and permissionless deployment?
Yeah, sure. So at some point, we realize it is roughly half of the important chains that are using Cosmosm. It might be a little bit more than that now. But yeah, it's optional. A lot of chains choose to use it. Other chains don't need it. So chains that use Cosmosm are prominent examples. Stargaze, they build their entire application in Cosmosm smart contracts and seem to be pretty happy with that. We have Injective, for example, that have an interesting combination where they have both Cosmosm and EVM on the same chain. There is a bunch of general purpose smart contracting platforms like Juno, Neutron, Archway, Terra. So you probably know those. Osmosis is using Cosmosm as well. So yeah, it's deployed in production for quite a while on a lot of chains. The big differentiation between permissionless smart contracts and the idea of permissioned contract uploads or governance controlled contract uploads is basically for permissionless smart contracts, it's the model that Ethereum uses. So every user, whoever has enough fee tokens, can just create an account, develop a smart contract, and upload it to the chain and execute it. This application does not need to be high quality. It does not need to be in line with whatever the community thinks. It's just providing the infrastructure to run this application. And this is, what the smart contracting platforms like, as I mentioned, Neutron, Juno, Archway, Terra, there are probably more that I forget now. This is what they are doing. And then you have platforms that use governance-controlled contract uploads, where a user cannot easily upload a contract, but they have to go through a governance process such that the governance of the chain can say, do we want this contract on our chain or not? And this is what is used in Stargaze, Kujira, Osmosis, where they say, okay, we are the teams that want to define what is on the chain. We are the community. We do not do and develop and deploy everything in-house, but we distribute the development over a bunch of different teams. But it's at the end of the day, in the hand of the community to decide what is stored and executed on that chain and what is not.
That's very helpful. And I guess one of the arguments in favor of why permissioned over permissionless is then that in theory, people can look at the contracts, they can establish, you know, if they do what they're said to do, and they can, you know, check those over. People like myself would be completely incapable of that, but in theory, you know, teams can, you know, be scrutinized, and it can be made sure that what's going onto the platform is sort of safe. Because I think that certainly, I think there have probably been two major questions that I've seen come up, and one is on safety, but I want to kind of wait until Jihan joins the space, and I know he's coming. The second really is around why bother with this proposal at all? Why not just go straight away with, you know, suggesting a, you know, putting a contract up and going, right, we'd like to put this onto the hub. Now, I don't know if anyone has a, because none of the people who are speaking on the space are people actually responsible for the proposal. So I don't know if anyone wants to speak to why do a signaling proposal first. Johnny, I see you've unmuted.
Oh, I mean, for me, you know, you can just look back at the hub's history, right? It's normally been a safe, secure hub, right? So it makes sense why everybody's worried with, you know, enabling CosmWasm, because they don't want to break the chain. Like, it has such a long history of not shutting down compared to everything else that we've seen in this space, right? But, you know, overall, personally, I'm pro CosmWasm, because, you know, we are in an era where if we do not change, if we do not implement or improve and add more utility to attract more developers, improve governance and et cetera, then we're, you know, we get left behind. Look at DYDX, right? I thought DYDX was one of the most conservative teams, and recently they just enabled fully permissionless CosmWasm. Now, I'm not saying we need to do the same, but, you know, with permission, we can have, you know, set parameters and goals in terms of what we want to do. With CosmWasm, you know, first is mesh security, which I believe it's completed, but you do need it on the hub for it to work, I believe. Kind of wish we had Jake here to discuss that, but yeah, in general, beyond that, it's enables, you know, implementation of better governance tooling, right? The hub is known for governance, and having DAO on the hub is really best suited to, you know, host and enhance the GovProps with more options tooling and improve the execution overall. So it's crucial to work on the governance tooling on that aspect.
Just to jump in there and ask a question. So AA DAO are now using DAO on Neutron, is that correct?
We are, yep. Through interchain accounts, we facilitate this. And, you know, this is, you know, a good secondary option. There's no problem with it whatsoever. But in general, this goes beyond just AA DAO, right? More sub DAOs or just the core GovProp itself can be improved.
Just for people listening who probably have heard of DAO, because people talk about it a lot and they say, oh, it's wonderful for governance, but what actually is DAO compared to the governance module and kind of what someone who's using it to, you know, run a DAO, what does it do that sort of on-chain governance as we know it within the Cosmos Hub can't do?
I mean, I'm not an expert at DAO, but ultimately it just has much more tooling to set different parameters for, you know, consensus on governance, send batch transactions, facilitate everything without, you know, the need of having a multi-sig on the back end initiate stuff, right? So it's just more automated, has ability to create more sub-DAOs, which, you know, given, you know, the hub's history and now with the inception of AADAO, I could see opportunity where more sub-DAOs can be formed. It allows more flexibility overall in terms of what you need and how to facilitate GovProps. I'll give you an example. On our recent mandate, we are looking to hire a third oversight member. Well, that's more on the oversight committee, but our goal is to select three of them and have the community choose. In the current method, you only have yes, no with veto or abstain, right? What if that changed to just having a different parameter of selecting each member where you can custom configure that, right? So that's one utility for it. And I'm sure there's more. I just, you know, can't think at the top of my head right now.
Yeah, one that had occurred to me recently was, if people remember, Notional were funded by the hub via a proposal recently. Then Notional kind of, I don't know what the technical term is, but they kind of imploded and that contract kind of needed to be voided, and there isn't really a system within the HUD's governance to do that. That money had just gone over to a multi-sig and was vesting there, and the multi-sig wasn't really who it was meant to be anymore, or maybe was. But there is no tool on the HUD that allows that to be revoked or paused or anything like that. And something like DAO would enable that. But I guess this comes back to, well, why not just put up a DAO contract? And I guess one of the reasons is, like we do with so many things with the HUD, you talk, Johnny, about it moving, you know, securely and safely. Well, the signaling prop is a first step to that, I think. At the moment, Partial Set Security has a proposal that's a signaling proposal rather than just jumping straight to implementation. It's really important that as proposals go through, that there is kind of community consent to the overall objective before builders start, because no one wants to spend however long building out a contract and then or a module and then discovering that nobody wants it. I was hoping for more technical people on the call to be able to explain the things that I can't, but I know that Simon's here. So Simon, as there's an element of concern around the security of Cosmos, would you just be able to kind of talk to people about how battle tested or not Cosmos is?
Yeah, sure. So first of all, I have never heard a single argument against the security of Cosmos per se as a technology. It is really an argument that every time you add a feature, you increase your surface of potential bugs. And it doesn't really matter too much how that feature is implemented. Every time you add complexity, you increase your risk. And the question is, do you want to have an application blockchain that is doing interesting stuff, or do you want to have an application a blockchain that is very boring and cannot do anything like Bitcoin, for example? So that being said, Cosmwasm actually adds a significant layer of safety when you want to implement a feature, because everything that you implement inside of a smart contract is running in a sandbox, which means a contract cannot escape the sandbox in any way that is not intended. It cannot write to storage locations that it is not allowed to write to. It cannot access non-deterministic information because it can only access what is inside of the sandbox. So once you accept the risk of adding a virtual machine, everything from that point is going to be safer than running it natively. We at Confio work on Cosmwasm every day, all day long, for the last 4 years. It has been audited. It has been deployed to a lot of chains. A lot of very sophisticated reporters found very, very interesting bugs that could be abused. They were patched, deployed. Cosmwasm right now is certainly at a different stage of quality and safety than it was 3 years ago. There's another point. You're planning to do a second audit of the entire stack. So if Cosmwasm is actually added to the hub, I would recommend waiting for the result of this audit. That will give an extra layer of confidence that probably nothing breaks.
Thank you. And I guess one thing that I know that Jihan has said is sort of there's no particular reason to believe that software written in Cosmwasm is any less is any more risky than software written in Go, which is the language of the Cosmos SDK. Now, again, I know that I'm kind of outside of my area of expertise, so I don't really want to speak to that too much. I see that Ethan's in the audience, and it'd be fantastic if he could be a speaker if he wants to speak, because there would be someone that could actually talk about some of that. So if we I don't know if Ethan wants to speak, but if he could come up, that would be super.
Sure, I've invited him. And yeah, I think this is a really great conversation as well. I think that it's also really important for us to hear from the community members as well as the longtime builders in the ecosystem. So definitely, Ethan, if you want to jump onto the stage and say something, that would be great. But let's definitely make sure that the community feels encouraged and empowered to share their voices as well. I see some people in the audience that I won't name names that have, you know, had commentary on Twitter that I've seen about this prop, and it's a great space for you to jump up and share what you have to say.
That's a tremendous point. Please do, you know, raise hands and request to speak, because you know, we've got some really great people up on stage who can, you know, hopefully address concerns or explain things or kind of, you know, agree that your point is entirely valid, and you know, that's really helpful, and I think the more conversation the better. Ethan, I don't know if you've kind of just want to give your headline thoughts on this proposal and Cosmos.
Hey, I'm here. I'm just about to push out a thread with my thoughts, but in general, I mean, I'm supportive of Wasm on the hub for limited functionality. Obviously, primarily the Wasm contract should be, you know, deployed to Neutron, and the hub should be you know, enhancing and focusing on its alignment with Neutron, and most of the functionality should go there. But there are, you know, key things that that it makes sense to also have directly on the hub through Wasm. I think the prop is sloppy, and I'd love to see a better one, but I'm not sure that's worth kind of getting in the way. And so if this prop fails, I think maybe we'll put up a new one that sort of does it right with the kind of things we'd want to see from it, which is really just around, you know, clarity on guidelines on what kinds of contracts should go on the hub, what kind of security review and processes individual contracts should go through before they're voted on, and just a little bit around the actual resource requirements, like how it's, you know, how it's funded. I mean, just adding a module, like it sounds like, oh, it's just nothing. You just import a module, but there's a lot more to it. There's maintenance. Every time the Cosmos SDK gets upgraded, there's a lot of overhead to ensuring that new modules are supported, and all of that requires requires funding and personnel that actually know how to deal with, you know, Wasm specific issues, and that there's additional, you know, support for you know, security incident response and so on. So I'd prefer to see a more thoughtful proposal, but I don't think that's going to get in the way of voting for this one in particular. You know, I think the governance can be flexible, and so even though we'd prefer to have you know, better written and more complete proposals, it is just a signaling proposal, and so we still have time to actually figure out all these details before it formally does go on chain, which, you know, could still be months away, but it'd be nice to get one of these passed, and then we can move on and actually start, you know, doing things properly. Yeah, that's kind of where I stand.
That's really interesting. I think one thing to stress from my understanding of it is that the people who put the proposal up are pretty much, you know, and I say just with the deepest respect, just community members. And so, you know, I think that one of the great things about governance is that it allows them to have a kind of voice and put something out there, and it doesn't have to be, you know, I'm sure if you guys at Informal were putting something together, the expectation would be that it would be very deep and well considered and what have you, but to have a kind of community driven direction is fantastic. So you know, that's my sort of personal view, is that you can probably be a bit more charitable to people coming from that position. Yeah,
I agree with that. And just to, you know, touch on something that Ethan mentioned that I think very few people think about is technical debt and trying to minimize technical debt throughout the development process. And, you know, a good point that Ethan made is considering, you know, the maintenance of any new feature that we add to the hub is something that we're deeply focused on. But at the end of the day, it should be about, and it is for us very much about it, utility, alignment, and what it enables. So I guess, you know, with Jake just joining and being invited up to the stage, as well as Tebow, I think it's important, you know, early on in this space, I was asking to have a bit of a conversation around, you know, what this enables. Because I think that's what really matters at the end of the day is, like, what can we do with this for the hub? And then how does that help the hub remain competitive in a crypto narrative? Who wins the most? And, you know, what can we do with this as a feature for the hub? And I'd invite, you know, Jake or Thibaut or anyone else that has speaker rights and everyone in the audience as well to request if you have thoughts on that.
Me, I came just to show support for the prop. I'm in favor of this prop. I wish it it passes. I don't know. I see Ethan is here, and we discussed this yesterday. The main concern for us at Informal is basically maintenance. We already do a lot of maintenance that prevents us sometimes from building new features and moving faster on PSS, Atom Wars, and all the good stuff that we actually want to ship. And so my main concern about the prop is that there's nothing in there that actually says that anyone will take care of Cosm Wasm. So there's Simon here from Conto. I'm joining late, so I don't know if Simon has already talked about that. But if we can call on Conto to take care of Cosm Wasm and ensure maintenance, obviously there will be funding matters to be dealt with, which I wish were in the prop already. You know, at least it should be mentioned in this prop. That would you know, give me like a full confidence that this prop is the right one.
I think there's, like, you know, like, I'll preface this too by saying, like, I am, like, supportive generally of Cosm Wasm on the hub. But I think there's, like, a mistake that we're making in this conversation, right? Like, it feels like we're sort of, like, always starting from, like, features or capabilities, like what can be done that can't be done before, like, what's enabled. But, like, when you're developing, like, a strategy or, like, you know, a vision or a mission for a community, you know, a movement, a network, whatever it is, when you're doing that, you usually define, like, an objective, right? And you work backwards from that objective to decide, like, what features, what things will help you reach that objective most effectively in the most resource-constrained environment, in the most cost-effective, the most efficient, the quickest, and the best way. And it doesn't, you know, like, while I think there's, like, a lot of strong reasons to have Cosm Wasm on the hub, I think those reasons should be contextualized in an objective. And without one, I think, like, you know, you're going to see what's happened in the past. You know, my understanding is, like, the, you know, the lack, any lack of success the Cosmos hub has, you know, has had, is less so due to the fact that, like, there's no features on the hub or there's no capabilities on the hub. It's that, like, the objectives were loosely defined, and the loosely defined objectives were not coordinated around, right? So there was, like, a DEX on the hub. There was, you know, I think there was, like, going to be a bridge on the hub, and then there was going to be, like, you know, it was going to be the central routing point for all of IBC. But the necessary features for all of these things for the hub to be the best at that just were never, you know, zoned in on. They were never focused in on, and that's ultimately, like, what led to the, you know, to the distraction or whatever that, you know, has led to what a lot of people see as a lack of success. And so I think, like, what's really exciting about right now for the Cosmos Hub is that there's actually a really well defined product, and there's, like, a really well defined objective, or there's beginning to become, like, a really well defined objective that the community is really coming together and working around. And, you know, this is, like, you know, in my eyes, the AZ and ICS. And there's, like, a lot of momentum behind, you know, PSS. There's a lot of, you know, momentum around restaking as a whole. It's, like, really the hottest narrative in crypto right now. And, you know, Jehan, the Informal team, and the Cosmos Hub, you know, as a whole, was sort of first to this like thing, right? That's, like, now blowing up in every ecosystem, and it's, like, the talk of the town. And we've learned from being first at it. And I would just, like, really, really, really urge everyone, like, I sort of just jumped on this space as well, so I might be missing context, but, like, the reason why I jumped on this space is because I would really, really urge everyone to not make the same mistakes as the past. And if we're going to add upgrades and we're going to do things and we're going to incur costs, we should do them within the context of our objectives. And we should remain focused in our objectives, or, yeah, we're just going to repeat history. So that's my two cents. Thanks for letting me have my word. And yeah.
Thank you, Elijah. I wondered if that would be a good point to bring in Jake, just partly because we talked about DAO earlier as a kind of feature that seems a kind of obvious one for the hub, but also from my point of view, I think one of the other products that the hub has, and probably some level of irony here, but one of the best things that the hub does is governance. And I think, you know, improved governance tooling, particularly around some of this stuff around Atomwars, the AEZ, etc. Governance is going to need to become a more sophisticated tool. But Jake, would you be able to kind of just give everyone the TDLR on DAO and kind of why, I know that you'll be in favor of having DAO on the hub, but why you think that DAO is the kind of tool the hub should be able to have?
Yeah, totally. I have a bunch of points on this. Obviously, I'm very pro Cosmosm on the hub, but you know, I also acknowledge that this prop is not the best written prop out there. Definitely some open questions around this stuff, but I think at the end of the day, it's like we need really great governance tooling to have like a decentralized community like the hub like function to its fullest, right? And it's amazing to see what this community has done with its tools, but like we really have the opportunity to like step things up to like the next level. Like if you see how there's a lot of chains like Juno Network, Neutron, Stargaze, Osmosis using like the really rich sub-DAO infrastructure that DAO provides to like really advance like transparent and decentralized and ultimately fully accountable like governance in those communities, right? Obviously, I'd love to see DAO on the hub, but you know, I think Cosmosm has a lot more to offer. A couple of points, real quick. First of all, like I think one of the most appealing things about Cosmosm and the hub is like there's a lot of talk of maintenance, right? I think that building new features as custom SDK modules always will incur more maintenance for each SDK upgrade than things that are like one-off smart contracts. Like so to me, I think actually Cosmosm is a module that allows for potentially adding new features, like new governance features, new primitives that are actually less maintenance over the long run, because you're really just maintaining Cosmosm, and those contracts pretty much stay the same, right? I think another important point is that like really adding Cosmosm on the hub will like 10x the amount of devs that are able to build new features for it. Right, there's a bunch of amazing teams out there that like would love to be able to contribute to the AEZ and to the Cosmos Hub. And you know, once this battle has been won, once there's Wasm on the hub, then we can start like, you know, thinking about what makes sense and what would be really exciting to add, things around new governance primitives, new sorts of things like that. I do actually think permissioned Cosmosm is probably safer than writing a lot of like custom SDK modules for features. I think it'll also be like faster, like really like it's this, let's accelerate. Let's move a lot faster. I think, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, you can finish what you're saying, sorry.
I could talk about this for a long time, but you know, also I just hopped in here, so I'm not sure all the context, right? I do think that also like, you know, Cosmosm is like a really amazing part of the Cosmos tech stack, and having it on the hub, even in a permission format, really just shows that it's a first class citizen of this ecosystem, right? Like it helps make Cosmosm more attractive to develop with. And you know, obviously there's also a bunch of other things like mesh. I could ramble on for a while, but yeah, Jehan, what did you have to add?
I was just gonna say, you know, I support this prop on the balance, but I also think that like we need to temper the expectations around it. And my view on it is just more pragmatic. I mean, Cosmosm is just another programming framework. It's a different language you can use. You can use Rust instead, and it's got, you know, different libraries around it than Cosmos SDK. Of course, it is built on top of Cosmos SDK, but in some ways, they're just different environments, especially if you're talking permission. They're just different environments in which to build modules. And they both have their strengths and weaknesses. So, you know, Cosmosm is faster to develop things. It's nicer, honestly. But Cosmos SDK gives you more power, gives more flexibility, and lets you get like, you know, lower level thing. So I think, to me, for the past 2 years, the fact that the choice to use just to use another programming environment, a very common and kind of well-supported one that's used by a lot of chains, to use that on the hub, the fact that that's been a huge political, a huge political fight is very silly. And so, you know, that's why I support this prop. I just, you know, just to, you know, just we should just use the technology that's, you know, right for the job. At the same time, I also like, I think like just having CosmWASM on the hub permission form is not by itself going to give any new features. New features that get created need to be envisioned and maintained. And they also need to fit in with the strategy, as Elijah was saying. So I think it's good to get this out of the way, have it as an option. But let's say, for example, DAODAO, even DAODAO, it's already, you know, it's already finished, it's built and everything's great. But even if, you know, if someone decides, oh, we should have used DAODAO for some aspect of governance, somebody's going to have to figure out, you know, what the sub DAOs are, you know, what the purpose is, even if it's not software development necessarily, there will probably be a little bit of software development involved. But also, even if it's very light on software development, somebody still needs to kind of own it and think of it and stuff like that. And one thing that happens with a hub a lot is that, you know, like people come in and they get really excited. They get really excited about doing something and, you know, maybe put up a signaling prop. And then after the prop passes, everyone forgets about it and kind of moves on to the next big thing. And so I think that like with CosmWASM, I think we're not necessarily going to see a lot from it until somebody really comes in and can like own, like, here's this permission module that should be going on. And I think that like, as long as there is somebody owning that, like, you know, it could be us, it could be somebody else, then CosmWASM is a useful tool. But I also like, you know, I don't want us to get ahead of ourselves, because there's more work that, you know, needs to go into using something besides just having a certain programming language available. And as that goes towards informal stance on maintenance and stuff like that, if this prop passes, we're not going to drop everything to put CosmWASM on, like next release. We'll get it into the, you know, we'll get into the schedule. And especially if somebody comes out and has a really well thought out plan for, you know, let's set up a DAODAO this way or whatever, and writes about it on the forum and stuff, then we might fast track it more if there really is a use case coming. But for us, we just see it as a tool. And we should be able to have all the tools available. But yeah, it is a tool.
One thing.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And John, thank you for setting that expectation with community as the product owner regarding priorities. If we take into account what Elijah was saying, right, is that we need to have a North Star and we need to have a product strategy. Our product strategy is to make the hub the best place to launch a chain in crypto. And, you know, adding new tooling and additional flexibility from a software perspective and a software development perspective, that serves that. But it's going to have to go up against, you know, launching Interchain Security 2.0, the permissionless iteration of that, Atom Wars and all these other things on our backlog. And it's going to be, it's going to be something that we hope the community can help us do. And we need to focus on what that enables. At the end of the day, yeah. So, sorry for it. It seemed like Jake had something to say. Bindi was going to jump in, and then I see Johnny has his hand up as well. So, take it away, Jake. Let's go.
I just want to
go ahead.
Apologies, guys. I just want to say that I think the important aspect here is that, you know, despite this not being a written proposal, it was an initiative by the community, which kind of signals the demand to be like a more progressive change for the hub. So, you know, typically we've seen that, you know, there hasn't been as much interest, even though I think the hub is the best positioned in its current fundamentals that it can be. You know, partial set security is launching. We already have two chains secured. We have a dedicated DAO, AADAO, that's, you know, steering in the direction of the hub and providing grants and whatnot. So, but ultimately, you know, this does, to me, signify that, you know, the community wants the hub to be more forward thinking, and they don't have to have a dedicated plan on how to iterate it yet. But the fact that we will have this tooling enabled at some point is, you know, a huge win.
One thing, sorry, Bandy, just one comment here. I just want to answer Elijah's point, which I think is a very, very valid one. And also, Elijah wrote a great blog post, forum post, a while back about focus. I think for us, at least for me, the main reason for Cosm Wasm on the hub is to enable mesh security. I think mesh security is going to be the most popular offering in terms of shared security from the Cosmos hub. I think most chain Cosmos want to keep their own token for staking, and they want additional security on top of it. So they want to build on top, and they don't want to have their token no longer be a staking token. And that opens up a big market for us. And it seems that mesh security is best built on Cosm Wasm. So that's for me like the best reason to add it.
I mean, I think another thing about mesh security is, we oftentimes think of mesh security just as like shared security, right? We just think about economic security, but I think it's actually a lot more than that, because it's really just a way to form cross-chain alliances. And you can also think of it as like our own homegrown version of EigenLayer, right? So there's the notion of these AVSs, right, in EigenLayer, or actively validated services. Oftentimes, actively validated services are not things like chains, right? And so, like, potentially mesh is a way for like the Cosmos to have its own AVS sort of ecosystem as well, right? And you can just look at the amount of innovation that's happening in places like EigenLayer and think about, well, here's a pathway to that for us as well. But yeah, just real quick on the whole DAO thing, I think the beauty of Cosm Wasm is that it opens up for like other teams to come in and be able to contribute, right? Not everything should have to fall on the shoulders of Informal, right? You guys are amazing team. I love what you're doing. You're really like pushing this whole space forward. Huge fan. But you guys shouldn't have to do everything, right? Like, and when we have things like all the many different types of governance like primitives, right? Like, being able to, like, not just DAO, but being able to have other teams come in and be able to contribute in a sandbox way, I think is extremely valuable. And so, like, once this is live, I think it's really just going to accelerate the development of this ecosystem.
Yeah. One thing I'll say about Cosm Wasm, in terms of maintenance, like, obviously adding, well, our concern for maintenance is adding more and more third-party modules. So, keep getting stuff dropped on the hub to add. And it is our job to maintain them, but also, we have to be mindful of, the time it takes. But one of the pluses of Cosm Wasm is once you have a Cosm Wasm module, you can actually, it can be upgraded, independent of the rest of the chain, which is really nice. So usually when you update a Cosmos SDK module, you have to do it as part of a chain upgrade. And those are pretty smooth now on the hubs. It's not a big deal, but with Cosm Wasm, any permission Cosm Wasm contract can be upgraded independent of the chain it's on, which is nice.
I would like to add one point regarding the maintenance. The advantage here is that this module is maintained for free because it's part of the interchain stack funded by ICF. And it's always going to be upgraded as long as it's part of the interchain stack, always to be upgraded to the relevant versions of Cosmos SDK. Not saying that integrating the module is for free, but yeah, most of the work is done one way or another.
Yeah, it is a very wide. I mean, in contrast, like stuff like the LSM is only on the hub. Also, the skip few markets coming soon. Those are modules that we've actually had to go and kind of upgrade to new SDK versions ourselves. But with the Cosm Wasm, of course, it's such a widespread module that it's not a risk. I mean, maybe 3 years ago or something when it first came up, it was a little bit more edgy. But now it's it's just so commonplace that it doesn't seem like a huge risk.
One thing I've become conscious of is that the space is becoming very much in favor of the prop. And I just kind of wanted to return to one of the sort of community questions that's been like, well, why bother? Particularly now that, I see he's dropped a listener, actually. I was going to ask Thibault, but maybe Elijah can speak to this, which is we have Neutron as part of the AEC. What's the point in having Wasm on the hub? We don't need it. We'll just use Neutron.
Yeah, I agree with this as well, actually. So one thing we don't want to do is we don't want to fragment the Hub's offerings. Neutron is part of the Hub's offerings. It's a core part of the Hub's offering, which is permissionless smart contract platform. Neutron is very well aligned with the Hub. The Hub holds a huge amount of Neutron tokens. And the Neutron team is much, much better at running a smart contract platform than we have the capabilities to do on any directly Hub funded team. So, running a smart contract platform is a lot more than just having the capability to deploy a smart contract on the chain. It's about a lot of BD, a lot of community growth, and Neutron is good at that. And so I think one thing we really want to avoid is fragmenting the market. If you look at an example I use, if you look at Google, at Google, they have an issue, a management issue, where basically everybody always who wants to get promoted always writes a new Messenger app. And so Google's put out like 10 different Messenger apps throughout the years. And every time they do that, they launch it and they do a big thing. And then it takes all the users from their existing Messenger apps and it keeps fragmenting their offering. I think they've probably got it under control now and brought them all back to one, but that was the problem they had a few years ago. And so I think we don't want to make the same mistake. So we don't want to, in terms of permissionless, Neutron's the place to do that. Cosmos and the Hub, like I said, it's a programming tool. If there happens to be something we want to do, that's easier to do in that programming environment. That can be installed with a governance proposal as part of the upgrade process, but it's definitely not, and we need to avoid it becoming a fragmentation of our offering.
Yeah, I back like Jehan's explanation completely in the sense that I think there needs to be this objective, which is like the Cosmos Hub is the best place to launch your chain, like period. This is going to be enabled through like various security models, various liquidity incentive or POL models, whatever it is. But that's sort of up to the roadmap to sort of form around. But the objective is like make it as easy as possible to deploy your chain, or make it as whatever it is, right? Point, maybe that's the wrong one as well, right? Maybe this is not the objective. Maybe there's like some other like objective that the community is sort of
I mean, we we want to get something out a little bit more concrete on the just the overall mission and stuff. But I see it as like the Cosmos Hub should be the best place to launch your project in general. And if that project is a smart contract project, then that should be on Neutron, because that is like launching on the Cosmos Hub. So I see that as a core part of our offering.
Whatever it is, like point is like there's something that the Cosmos Hub is trying to achieve, right? And like there's like an objective, and then there's like a strategy that's built around that. And in every way that like having permission Cosmos on the Hub like works towards reaching that strategy or that objective, like I'm very supportive of it. I think it's a great idea. What I would like really caution against is like scope creep. And Jehan gave like an anecdote about like where scope creep can sort of like bite you. And I think like scope creep is like the death of like, there's like this famous quote that I love, which is like, more organizations die from indigestion than starvation. And it's like very true, where it's like, it's better to be like something amazing to someone or some group of people than to be everything to everyone and lose all of your meaning in the process of that. Or become too chaotic or burn all your resources. So, that's like my.
Amazing thoughts. Thank you so much, team. I just want to create space because we have community here as well. Zach Jampolin, IVC intern, and Hushpup have requested to speak. So let's give them some airtime here. Hushpup, you've got your hand up. So go ahead, jump in with your question or what you've got to say.
Thank you. You all were talking about Neutron, and Neutron is great and all, and it allows us to do a lot of stuff. But one of the negatives for Neutron is that it's geo-gated, and I figure that gives the Cosmwasm a better standpoint, knowing that it's not something that can be locked up like Neutron is.
Yeah, just to be clear, like you know, there's nothing innate about the neutron chain that's like geo-gated. There's just like, you know, individual teams that operate centralized front ends who, like, for, you know, like regulatory reasons, choose to like serve, you know, people in certain parts of the world, you know, because of like the jurisdictions that, you know, that like can potentially like bite them. And so, so like anyone who wants could build like, you know, a lot of these front ends as well as like are open source. So, you know, anyone could run a front end or, you know, interact through a block explorer or, you know, use like a, you know, a DEX aggregator or whatever. And so, yeah, I mean, like, I think this is less about like, it has really nothing to do about the neutron chain and much more about like, can we invest in like resources to get decentralized front ends or like alternative front ends for like applications. I think like launching like a new chain for that is probably not going to solve like the problem. It's just like getting alternatives.
Yeah, all right. And over to Zach Jampelin, IBC intern.
Hey, yeah, I have to actually go in like 10 seconds here, but what do you guys think about having like a DAO in charge of approving new contracts and then maybe a sub DAO for like upgrading them? And that way you don't have a bunch of spam and people uploading stuff that really doesn't need to be uploaded.
I mean, I think it's going to need a lot more thought, right? But it's nice to have the options, right? I think that we really can take like Cosmos Hub governance to like the next level. And I'm really excited to be working on that with you all as we go forward and others as well.
Yeah, I'll just say to that, it's like my previous point, like just having CosmWASM, you know, it enables these things if you want to do them, but there will still be work to figure out, even if you just use out of the box DAO and configure it and there's not much programming involved. It still requires work to figure out what you even want your, you know, structure of sub DAOs to do or whatever.
Yeah, definitely adding CosmWASM doesn't magically solve everything for us, but I do think it's an important tool. And, you know, on this one last point on like the question of like neutrality, you know, I think the good thing about permission to CosmWASM is like, as we like go through the process of figuring out what things actually belong on something like the hub versus like on Neutron, that's on a case-by-case basis. Like we probably don't want like a DEX or, you know, something like that, but maybe some cool new governance tools or, you know, something like mesh security, right? Like we're just going to have to figure out a lot of this as we go along, but I believe in this community's ability to do it.
One thing, again, worth reiterating from my point of view is that while I think the consensus on this conversation has been that the prop is not as full-bodied as we might wish, I think one of the great things that a signaling prop enables is it means that if a team or a DAO or whatever wanted to start to think about this, they now have some security in going forwards and thinking, okay, there is a signal from the Hubs community that they're keen to see this happen. Speaking from my own experience, when I was on the forming team of AADAO, like we had no real sense that the weeks that we put into developing our ideas and putting a proposal together would ever turn into anything. And I think one of the nice things that this particular proposal enables is, were a team to want to step up and support informal and kind of add to the environment on the hub in terms of developers and people thinking about it, this prop kind of opens the door to that. I'm conscious that I know we started slightly late just due to some of the technical issues. I'm conscious that we've kind of run up on about an hour, which I guess means that some people will need to drop, etc. But I, you know, really want to hear more from other community members. Unfortunately, I won't be able to make you a host. If you request, then either Brian or Johnny will be able to sort you out with that.
Yeah, I mean, if we have any one, generally we're all pro for CosmWASM. You know, we just haven't really figured out the methods to onboard yet. But is there anybody on the spaces here that is against it? You know, and if you are, it would be interesting to hear your thoughts as to why. Why not on the hub? Feel free to request and we'll get you on board.
I just wanted to jump in to say thank you, everyone, for co-hosting this space. I've got to jump to a meeting, but I am very interested. Just to be clear, I'm neutral on whether or not this passes or doesn't pass. It's up to community. But I do think that it is important for us here, you know, from
someone who is more critical and less interested in seeing this pass. All opinions are important and should be taken into account. And thanks everyone for organizing this and putting this together.
Thank you so much, Ryan.
Also, I just I published my thread on Twitter summarizing my thoughts and support for the prop, but also concerns or what we should do before we actually launch it. So go check that out, retweet it, comment on it. Let's keep up the combo.
Amazing. Thanks, Ethan. And yeah, I mean, guys, like this is, you know, I'm very excited when we have these conversations because it shows that, you know, we even though we don't agree on everything, we're in agreement that we do want the hub to succeed. And the hub is better positioned than ever, right? We have more engagement on CosmWasm. We have partial set security launching. We're doing our best at AADAO to help, you know, throughout the entire processes, whether being involved with grants, partial security, or maybe even CosmWasm when and if it launches on board. So we're here to support the hub in any way possible. I'm looking, if there's no one else that wants to hear the thoughts, we'll go ahead and close it because I also have to jump on a meeting, guys. But thank you so much for joining us. And thank you to everybody, developers, founders, contributors, community members for engaging in this conversation. Has been wonderful.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Slits, dead ends, dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss, and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the maximum amount of dinner lace stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle beats. Tearing apart your community, all these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Channel Spaces.